Would you join me in a moment of prayer? Gracious God, may the meditations of all our hearts and may the words of my mouth be acceptable to you. In your name we pray, amen. This morning, we continue in your four-week scripture series in the book of Psalms. Martin Luther considered the Psalms to be the summary of all scripture, speaking to many situations and allowing the expression of a wide range of human response, such as adoration, praise, thanksgiving, lament, confession, intercession, and teaching. The Psalms proclaim hope and faith, yet make room also for deep distress and questioning. I believe our reading this morning in Psalms invites us to be present in a middle time, a bridge space, or what I would like to call this rainbow space. I want to talk about rainbows today for a few reasons. The first is that the rainbow is, for many people, an important spiritual or religious symbol. We first hear about rainbows in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, where Noah is steering the ark through torrential rain and the flood. People also talk about rainbow as a bridge, as a crossing between earth and heaven. And for some people, like the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer community, the rainbow is a symbol of freedom and diversity. Your series through Psalms began with a time of disorientation. And there is no way around this. Life is hard sometimes. Our inner world gets shaken up by all kinds of things that feel like, or they really are, ginormous floods or thunderstorms. It's during these times that our sense of being and the way we like our everyday life literally feels like a shaking earthquake or a bolt of lightning or a raging wildfire. Today in Psalms, and the part of our study which is leading us out of the storm and into the sunshine. What I meant to say is that today we are in this part of studying Psalms where we've been disoriented, and now we're trying to move towards being reoriented. And so today we get to see and talk about rainbows. But first, you might be wondering, what exactly is a rainbow? More than a beautiful arc of color in the sky. Well, to help us with this, National Geographic explains rainbows as this. A rainbow is a multicolored arc made by light striking water droplets. The most familiar type of rainbow is produced when sunlight strikes raindrops in front of a viewer at a precise angle of 42 degrees. And rainbows can also be viewed around fog, sea spray, or waterfalls. The truth is that a rainbow is an optical illusion. It does not actually exist in a specific spot in the sky. The appearance of a rainbow depends on where you're standing and where the sun or other source of light is shining. The sun or other source of light is usually behind the person seeing the rainbow. And in fact, the center of a primary rainbow is the anti-solar point, the imaginary point exactly opposite the sun. Rainbows are the result of the refraction and reflection of light. Both refraction and reflection are phenomena that involve a change in a wave's direction. A refracted wave may appear bent, while a reflected wave might seem to bounce back from a surface or other wave front. The radius of a rainbow is determined by the water droplet's refractive index. A refractive index is the measure of how much a ray of light refracts or bends as it passes from one medium or thing to another, from air to water, for example. A droplet with high refractive index will help produce a rainbow with similar radius. And also, rainbows are actually full circles. Viewers and aircraft can sometimes see these circular rainbows. Us, when we're on the ground like we are today, we only get to see the light reflected by rainbows above the horizon. Because each person's horizon is a little different, no one actually sees a full rainbow from the ground. And in fact, no one sees the same rainbow. Each person has a different anti-solar point. Each person has a different horizon. Someone who appears below or near the end of a rainbow to one viewer will see another rainbow extending from his or her own horizon. I think it's pretty interesting sometimes to look at the science of things and to wonder about how amazing God is to be able to create all the things that God created in our lives and in our world, including this amazing phenomenon known as a rainbow. And today, I'm inviting us to reflect on the times in our lives where we see God, or we pray that we need to see God in something like a rainbow. I'm thinking of times like these. Perhaps you or someone you know found out they have a brain tumor. Maybe someone you love has cancer. Maybe the dog died, a job is lost, your best friend moves away, or someone's home burns down. We all know what the storm feels like in times like these. Today, I am also inviting us to go deeper. Even in the eye of the storm, God is there. God is holding us through the toughest of times and promising us sunshine and salvation. God may have created the rainbow to show us the way from darkness and into light. Some believe the colors of the rainbow have meanings and represent several different types of energy God created in our human bodies. How wonderful and comforting it is to think about Jesus restoring our energy in the eye of a storm when we don't feel like we can go on anymore. Friends in Christ, today Jesus is leading us out of the storm and back to dry ground with energy for this journey of discipleship. Today we get to stand on Mount Diablo, watch the fog roll out and the rainbow shine from the dark clouds and up to rays of sunshine peeking through. And if it's true that a rainbow is actually a circle, I think about two things. The circle of life and God's amazing grace and God's presence that is with us and holding us wherever we are and everywhere that we go. Today, Jesus is calling us to come home. And the psalmist is proclaiming that light and salvation are indeed here for you and for me and for all people of God. We rejoice. We get to rejoice in the Lord that nothing can take us away from God and all the good things that God is doing in our lives. We get to say goodbye to the things that have already been and are gone. We get to peek out from our shelter place. Today, we get to start sifting through our stuff. We get to thrust open the curtains, come out from hiding in our beds, and realize that we are indeed freed in Christ to be who we are, and that by God's amazing grace, we are healed of all our ills, mistakes, challenges, depression, sadness, struggles, and problems. Today is the day that our fog rolls out and the sunshine returns. Today is the day we get to see our rainbow. I had the opportunity in March to travel with a group of 75 faith leaders to Honduras. And so I thought this morning I would just take a couple moments to share one experience from that trip with you. Because I want to share with you that the people of Honduras, they're people of God, and they embody what this means to have hope in the midst of literally living through times of despair, times that feel like a storm. There were 2 days on our trip that we divided into small groups, and I was in a group that traveled to a very small rural village called La Presa. We arrived in La Presa via a school bus and very rural roads, and we parked the bus, and we got off the bus, and we were met with a pedestrian swinging bridge. So I want you to imagine for a moment getting off a school bus in the parking lot, and being met at the door with a bridge that has basically two like wooden boards to form a pallet. It's enough space for maybe two people to walk side by side. And then there's ropes and mesh fence on the sides to make sure you don't fall in the river. And the bridge is about the distance from the doors into your church to the altar. And you have to walk across this in order to get into the village. So about 25 of us got off the bus, and we walked across the bridge, and we were met with the people of the entire town. 82 families had gathered to meet this group of faith leaders from the United States, Canada, Bolivia, and Peru. And we were there to meet with them, to hear their stories, and to find out how we can walk in Christian solidarity with them through this time of challenge and struggle. And what I learned is that they are choosing to struggle and not suffer. Their situation is very difficult. Many of them only work 4 to 6 months out of the year because it's the only work that they can get, cutting sugarcane in the fields or picking bananas, and they get paid $35 a week to do that. During my visit to La Presa, I stayed with a family, and that evening, there was a man who told me his story of he migrated to the United States via something called the Beast Train. And so he rode on top of a series of 7 freight trains from Honduras to the United States and finally found himself in Ohio, if I remember right, working as a day laborer. And he was able to do this for a couple of years until ICE came to that day worker spot and deported him back to Honduras. And even in the midst of all those struggles, he sat down, he looked me straight in the face around his family's dining room table and said, "You are welcome here. We're grateful that you have traveled to be here." And he said, "I would do it again for my family." He said, "I have to do these things because I believe in God and I believe that there's a better life for my children." So I share this story with you because it touched my heart. And to me, when we think about Jesus Christ being the light of life and of salvation, that was the story on my heart to share with you this morning. And so, friends in Christ, as we go about our week, I invite you to meet people where they are, to look at someone you don't know on the streets, and to say hello and to ask them how they're doing. I also invite you that when someone asks you that question, "How are you doing?" do not be afraid to share how you are doing, because we are called together as a community of faith and as a human community to lift up, hold, love, and support one another. And we do this because God is here. God loves us, and God created us to love and support one another. Friends in Christ, Jesus is calling us to come home in our hearts. Jesus is calling us to come home, here, now, yesterday, tomorrow, and always. Wherever we are, wherever we go, and through every storm, Jesus is calling us to come home to God in our hearts. The rainbow is a symbol of love, peace, unity, freedom, and healing. Go ahead, follow your rainbow, and follow the call of Jesus Christ. Amen.